Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the VIP Ignite podcast. I'm your host, Deneen White. Today, I am so excited to have Phil Sullivan on the show. He started his career. His career was launched on America's Next Top Model. And today, he is going to talk about topics about modeling that most people don't even want to talk about. Hi, Phil. How are you?
I'm so great. How are you? First of all, I can't believe I'm on time. That's one thing with modeling that never works out. Well, and no matter how hard you want to be on time, it's like, yeah, this is big time. Let's get into this. Introduce myself again. My name is Phil Sullivan. I have been modeling for it's almost 9 years now. And still feeling, probably like everyone else out there, like, man, when's my break? And then they're like, but wait, you've already had your break. But it's like, okay, but have I? We talk success, we talk numbers, we talk expectations, we talk social media, all this stuff that pretty much, what is it? I live a really good life for the freedom that I have, but I also sign up for no stability by following one of my passions, and that's, modeling.
Yeah. So Let's start from the beginning, though. How did you decide that you wanted to get into modeling?
Okay, so never really had an idea that I would ever become a model. Funny story, my sister, 5'11", beautiful blonde, star athlete, her dream was to always be a model. She'd always go to all of the, I think it was Barbizon, was like an agency, and they'd have these things, and my sister would go, and I'd just sit in the corner and watch her go. As I got older, I got into becoming an athlete. I got into triathlon. I took a train into New York City one day, and I meet this guy who was like, hey, man, I'd love to take your photos. And I was like, wow, I've never really thought of that. Let's give it a shot. So I fell in love with, I think, almost like, in a little bit like the narcissistic end, it was like, wow, here I am working hard on these muscles and I'm in really great shape. And someone appreciates that. And it looks beautiful on, in a photo. So uh-huh. I started with like black and white film, and it was all about kind of more so my body, which is really funny because to this day and age, I've never booked an underwear campaign. I've never booked a job because of my body. So I started then. I moved to Boston for a year. I found my first agency, an agency called Maggie, there's like two agencies in Boston, Maggie and some other one. And that was like my first introduction to modeling. I never booked a job when I was with Maggie the whole year I was there, but I was assigned model. Yeah, I mean, it's like one of those things for your ego where, like, you get signed and you're like, wow, this is so exciting. But that first year I made literally no money. I think maybe I booked one job and it was like a runway for $500. But $500 won't feed you for the year.
Especially not in Boston.
No. Nope. I guess that's kind of how I started. And then I moved to New York by chance. I met a guy in a Starbucks completely by chance. He brought me into his agency, not even to meet with his agent, but to charge my phone while he was in a meeting. He came out. I met a guy, Ryan Colby, actually. Everyone knows Ryan Colby. And he said, cut your hair, shave your beard, and get out of my hallway. So I'm charging my phone.
Sounds
I'm like okay,
him.
This sounds cool. Yeah. Hasn't changed. And,
no.
I got a catering job. The first thing Ryan did was he set me up with a catering company, so I was able to get an income. which was, it's like one of these perks of modeling, like all models and actors in New York, you know, if you're downtime, what they do is they send you these catering companies, which honestly is the most consistent money you'll find. You get paid 20 plus an hour to, you know, dress up nice and serve trout roe and endives and, you know, some martinis in your hand. Which is a great opportunity too, that I think a lot of people don't realize. It's a great opportunity to network. I would meet most of the clients mm-hmm. I worked with, and, you know, just a change of like scenery, around people that you would never be around, which was cool.
Yeah.
And then, so yeah, did that, did some bartending after I got my catering job, met a guy with an apartment, moved in 3 months into this New York experience. I saw an audition on Facebook, and it was like America's Next Top Model, guys and girls. And I was like, well, that sounds cool. Why don't I just go audition for 8 hours? So I went and auditioned, and what do you know? I got selected to be on America's Next Top Model.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What was that experience like?
Well, anytime you put 16 people in a house for 2 months, it's an experience. You know, there are 15 people that I probably would never put in my daily life as is. From a modeling perspective, it was a little far-fetched. It was almost just more like a psychological show, you know, and everyone's like, oh my God, it's a modeling show. And you're like, no, it's not. Like, you know, Tyra's caught on how to make money. She continues to make money. She will, because that's who she is. And I don't know, you do these, you know, futuristic photo shoots that no one in advertising actually even does. So it's like you shoot that whole time, you get that experience, you get the criticism, you know, from the so-called experts. It's, you know, you're just trying to win a reality TV show the whole time. And it's not so much the modeling. I think it's after that, there's very few people on my season who are even still modeling, which is kind of crazy. And the only thing I can say that, you know, has come around from that is not only the social media presence has been awesome because of that. But I stay in touch with Kelly Catrone, who everyone knows was just this wicked of a judge, you know, and everyone just like hated her. She'd just be like, Phil, what are you doing here? You're not a model. Good luck. Like, blah, 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 blah. And to this day, Kelly has booked me on like 4 jobs in New York is one of my good friends. And it's just, it's also really cool to, again, I think when we go back to the basics, it's like sustaining relationships will keep your career forever going. You know, I'm 31 now. I'm having my best year yet. And for all those of you who want to talk real, I'm going to give you numbers. You can believe me and you cannot believe me. But this is my best year yet. I still have 5 months left in the calendar year, but I have made $30,000. So,
wow.
Talk about a reality. And I, let's not put that too far out there, though. You know, I'm still expensive. But I think what a lot of people forget is that every day I have an opportunity to make so much more. You know, I just went into my agent's office mm-hmm. right now, and they said I'm on option to go to Alaska twice this month for, you know, mm-hmm. 2 different jobs, which would make me another, let's say figuratively, 15 grand. So that can all change very fast. But do remember that options do not pay the bills. So,
yeah,
you know, I sit here again with more opportunities than most people, but it doesn't mean it's guaranteed. I think a lot of people see this modeling life and they just think it's just going to happen. You're going to have your house, you're going to have your car, you're going to have like the babes, like you're going to be invited to the mm-hmm. hottest parties. Like, I want to be near none of that. I want to live a simple life. Uh-huh. And with $30,000, mm-hmm. you know, I still have perks. I don't buy clothes. I upcycle. I go to these places. I trade in clothes. You know, I don't eat out of my mind. I don't travel for ridiculous amounts. I love the woods and I love the people in my life. So $30,000 to me can go so far.
Yeah.
And again, like it doesn't take away from the, you know, modeling career I've had, which is really cool. I mean, a lot of male models don't make what female models make, you know, a top guy in the game, which it would include a cigarette ad, a fragrance. You know, these are the big things that probably makes probably like 130,000, 200,000 max, you know. So, I mean, and as opposed to a girl, like, you know, I've been in relationships where I've seen my partners make $150,000. And, you know, and no one knows who they are. No one knows. They slide underneath the radar. They shoot e-commerce. They shoot catalogs. They don't have a big social following, but yet they make $150,000. And it's funny because sometimes being in the limelight doesn't necessarily mean you're going to make money. And it also sometimes prices you out. Like I remember at a high point in my career, I had 13 jobs that had me on option. I was with Ford Models. It was great. I had 14 jobs like ready to, you know, oh boy, I'm on option. Isn't this exciting? You want to know how many jobs I booked that year that I was on option for? Zero.
How many?
So you tell zero. So out of those 14 jobs, I booked zero of them.
Wow.
So my potential earnings was about $200,000. My actual earnings that year, I think I made $12,000. You know, and this is stuff that it's funny because it's not, they talk about being real in this industry, you know, but by me sharing numbers is definitely something people can say is lowering my class, so to speak. But it doesn't change, you know, the people I've worked with, the Steven Meisels, the Vogue Italia, the Ralph Lauren, the, you know, Old Navy, all of these, Joseph Abboud, John Varvatos, all of these companies I can attach to my name. But people don't really talk about the human aspect of it. I remember a couple of years ago, I posted on my Instagram that I was in the negatives. And if anybody ever followed me in the last couple of years, they might remember, but it was like minus $87. And it wasn't to say, poor me. It was to say, hey, y'all, just so you know, I'm out here chasing my dream. I'm minus 87, but I wake up with a positive attitude knowing anything can change. You know, it's the same way. I mean, you go into, I mean, pretty much anything. I mean, every day especially in these big cities, you are a day away from, you know, meeting anybody that can change your life in any regards, whether it's financially, career-wise, love, friendship. You know, that photographer who stopped me on the train was one of my best friends to this day. And he, you know, recently passed this year. And it was a very, you know, a moment, you know, I lost one of my best friends. But this was so cool because thanks to him, I'm now traveling the world doing what I love.
That's awesome. And everything you're saying really goes to the point, like something that we talk to the talent about all the time is that, like, you have to eat, sleep, and drink your craft. Because if you don't absolutely love it, like, all of those notes, like, those 14 options where you got zero out of 14, like, if you didn't love what you were doing, that could have sent you into a major tailspin. But because you actually love what you're doing, you're like, okay, well, you know what? Those 14 people missed out. I still have a lot of opportunities in front of me.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, and it's not anything – anything I can be mad at either. Like, that's, I think people are so, you know, they look back to like, oh, I should have worn a different shirt. I should have gotten my hair cut. You know, I should have done this. Why didn't they like me? People always want to know. And it's just our ego that wants to know why we didn't book it. There are four people most likely sitting around a table going, you've got a marketer, you've got a photographer, you've got the creative director, and then you've got the owner of the company. And everyone wants something different. You know, so that they can, you know, speak to their brand, whether it's trend-based, whether it's you're a friend, you know, all of this stuff, who's more affordable. I mean, there's so many things that, you know, their exchange with your agent, things that you have no idea went down. You know, I've had people yeah. hit me up and be like, oh, Phil, we wanted to book you, but we didn't think we could afford you. And you're like, you didn't think you could afford me? I was like, shit, I'm trying to eat. And, like, I'll take whatever yeah. you got at this point. But it also makes sense. Again, like, my agents were doing really good at putting me only in a certain bracket to try to book me those big jobs. You know, and now I look at my career, and I've since been with a smaller agency that focuses on older men, 30 through 40. I'm out of the limelight. I'm not, you know, trending. I'm not, you know, going out of my way to be this crazy social media guy. I post every 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And I've been booking
and it's
these,
usually
you know,
running.
Men's. It's always me running. If anybody sees my Instagram, and you know, the best part is that I've never booked a job as a runner. You know, or I have, and they never ended up using the usage. So I never even got to see my job as a runner. So it's not even in my portfolio. And then I'm an, you know, former college athlete who has never booked a fitness job. And it's funny because I'm too thin to be, you know, that muscular athletic fitness guy. And then, but I'm a runner. You know, and like no one's booked me as a runner. They still book these guys who aren't even runners. And you're like, I can't get mad at that. I just got to keep running.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like if you were to take the guy who booked the Adidas campaign or the Nike running campaign right now and just put me in a race with him right now, whether it's a, you know, around a track once or 3 miles or 5 miles, I bet you I'd beat him. But mm-hmm. I'm not competing athletically. I'm competing for advertising.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about, yeah. oh, you know, and people get mad because they're like, oh, like at least book somebody who's like an actual athlete. And you're like, your job as a model is to pretend to do whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Essentially, you don't even have to be it. Like yeah. you could do, as long as you can do a yoga handstand, great. You do yoga. Congratulations.
Yep.
You don't have to be a yogi to book the job. But you have to have it available. So, like, even in my portfolio, if I was smart, I would have photos of me running. Mm-hmm. So I guess, you know, I'm the, you know,
hey,
I can change it by showing them.
Maybe
I'm a
we're changing your career by this podcast, Phil. How about that? I bet
yeah.
you, if you do that, then you have to say, hey, this happened because of the VIP Ignite podcast.
This is it. I'll have
joking.
To thank y'all.
Just kidding.
Almost got hit by a car.
Oh, geez. Do not get hit by a car on the podcast, Bill. That would not be a good podcast.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I didn't even realize
no,
there was
but,
a video
yeah.
option. I could have videoed.
I love your attitude, though. I love the fact that, like, you're like, listen, I can't take it personal. And I love what you said, too, is that, like, your job as a model is to act like whatever they want you to do. So I talked to, again, I talked
yeah.
to so many people who are new to the entertainment industry in general, and I talked to people, I only want to be a model. I'm like, well, being a model is kind of being an actor also. And then a lot of actors are like, I don't want to model. I'm like, well, that's part of the job, too. They're all kind of intertwined. So have you ever
yeah.
taken a foray into, like, acting or anything like that, or are you just strictly modeling?
Currently I'm strictly modeling. I'd like to get into acting. I've had a casting director, you know, ask me to do some self tapes, which is, you know, pretty awesome. And, you know, one time I missed a deadline. They booked a guy who looked just like me. It was like from Massachusetts was like the whole premise of the story. And I'm from Massachusetts. So I kind of like had the opportunity and I just never put it on tape to like send it in. But you know, I mean, it's a very different game. Even when I tell people I'm a model, it's really funny because no one really believes me. Like, if I were to go into a coffee shop or a bar and somebody asked me what I do, they don't believe I model. And then I'm like, hey, by the way, I photo well. Like, it's, again, like, it's my craft. I know what to do. I know my
yeah.
angles. It's something I practiced. Even when I wasn't, like, booking jobs, I was searching on Instagram, hashtag NYC photographers, like, reaching out, hey, want to mm-hmm. test, hey, want to test, hey, want to test, like, working with people that, like, there's so many, like, tech schools or, like, you know, that are always looking to, you know, practice, Even if they aren't good, it's just good for you to practice. It's like dancing in the mirror. Like, watch yourself, how you move. Mm-hmm. Like, feel comfortable. So when the music comes on, guess what? You know what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, can we talk a little bit about you? Something you just touched on, because again, a lot of people, I don't think they really know how to do that part. Like, can you talk about like test shoots? Obviously, that's not your, that's not where you are anymore. But can you talk a little bit about how to connect with people to do test shoots?
Well, funny story, it actually is kind of where I'm at now, because I still test. You know,
okay.
I need images. My comp card right now, I shot about a month ago while I was in LA, when I came out to you guys. I actually, while I was there, I was like, oh, well, I need to find an LA photographer. So I posted on my Instagram looking for photographers. Someone reached out to me and I was like, hey, all right, I'm free for an hour. I went to her place for an hour. I got a great shot. Next thing you know, it's my comp card, you know, which completely changes everything. When I hand this or am sent out from LA models or Q models, I'm sent out these opportunities. All of a sudden I have this really awesome shot that, because I reached out and made it happen, I now have a portfolio. I mean, I had an ex-girlfriend of mine who is this unbelievable unicorn of a dancer and just human being. And, you know, when we first started dating, I didn't even know she was a dancer. And I'm like, wait, like your Instagram doesn't show that you're a dancer. Meanwhile, she's classically trained, you know, and all of this stuff. And I'm like, you need to show clients that you have a craft. And so next thing you know, she reaches out to all these photographers, you know, via Instagram. Granted, like one out of every 10 will respond. But, you know, you send out 50 messages, that's 5 test shoots. So, you know, she then built a whole book revolving around dance. And now she's literally probably the top 3, you know, dance model in the world right now, because people know that what she is a dancer. They want a dancer, cool, Dakota Moore, boom, you know. And like,
okay, that's awesome.
It is awesome, but it's, I think people forget that you're in control of how you brand yourself. What you put on paper is what you're allowing people to see. If you want to put out, like, if you want to put out Snapchat filters with little glowies around your thing, and guess what? You aren't going to book anything other than a Snapchat filter. Unfortunately, Snapchat is hiring.
Exactly.
You know, so like, and everyone's just like, it's thirsty. Like, it's just funny to see us, like, I don't know. Like, you have to, this day and age too, you have to do something outside of modeling. You have to do something where somebody wants to take advantage of you from a market perspective. So, you know, let's say I was just in my agency right now, and they're like, hey, Phil, they're looking for an outdoor enthusiast, but it must show it on their Instagram. And if you go to my Instagram right now, I happen to have like maybe 3 photos in the last 9 that show some form of nature. You know, is it me doing what I should be doing in nature? Not exactly, but it should, it at least shows that I'm in nature.
Yeah.
You know, so they then have that opportunity to consider me. You know, so again, like I said, I'm shooting myself in my foot by not having, you know, a professional running shoot, you know, a conceptual shoot of me running with like in slow motion and wearing like Nike or Adidas and some really cool photo for everyone to go, wow, this is so cool. And then a client clicks on it, you know, and can hire me as a runner. But I think that people forget the availability of the internet. Everyone known to man is pretty much on the internet. They are accessible. It's whether or not you can create that draw for people to want to work with you. The people who are shooting also want people to shoot. So I think a lot of people, I always tell this whenever I'm speaking to people, it's, doing it in a small town is never going to work in this industry. It just won't. Yeah. I don't care what town you are and how creative you think this town is. There's a reason that everyone is in New York, Chicago, L.A., Miami, if you're, you know, do swimsuits. But these are the places. If you're in high fashion, where do you go? You go to Milan. You go to London. You go to Paris. You know, these people are, you know, I mean, again, that's my biggest advice always is, like, move. Take a chance. I'm still wondering how I'm going to pay rent some months, you know? Like, I just went into my agency today and asked for an advance because it's the first. I need to pay rent. They haven't cut me a check. But I've worked for them, and in this modeling world, again, we don't get paid until every 90 days, 60 to 90 days, depending on the client. And we don't have a union. This is not something that, you know, we're really in control of, and that's why most people, like in Hollywood, are attenders and waiters and all of that fun stuff, so we can have a consistent rolling income.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think this is going to be eye-opening for a lot of people because, again, I talk to a lot of aspiring models, and they're all like, yeah, I'm going to get signed by an agency. It's going to be absolutely awesome. I can't wait. And then everything's going to be good. And here, you're 9 years into your career on America's Next Top Model, still doing test shoots, which people are like, oh, no, I want to get paid. No, no, that's not the way the industry works. I mean, 9 years into your career, you're still doing test shoots. You're still expanding your portfolio, so the value of photos is invaluable. I mean, obviously, it's obvious. That didn't even make sense. Obviously, it's obvious. Anyway, but I think, I mean, and the thing is, like, again, so many people have said, okay, you know, like you said, like, okay, I'm going to make a whole lot of money, and here you are nine years into your career, you're having the best year of your life, and it's something people are like, wow, like, it's amazing. So I appreciate your frank conversation that we're having, because I think it's a conversation that people need to have. And I don't think you said it might be low class or whatever to share numbers. I don't agree with that at all. I think it's reality. Yeah. People need to know the reality of what they're getting into. Because again, if you didn't love what you were doing,
I wouldn't be doing it because it's self-suffrage. Like, hello, like this is not. Like, my family, my friends, like, I don't know how you do it, dude. And then even, like I said recently, a year ago, you know, I had left Ford Models 2 years ago. I had signed to this agency called One. They were more so of a social agency. I tried it. I made literally not even $5,000 with this agency. And I was like, I got to go. I happened to be dating a girl who happened to be with Q Models. You know, I went in. The agent knew of me. His whole red flag was, why have you been with so many agencies? I went to other agencies. I couldn't get signed by Wilhelmina. I couldn't get signed again by Ford. I tried to go back to Ford. My booker still talks to me from Ford. He still wouldn't take me on. Doesn't matter how cute he thinks I am or whatever. He didn't want me anymore. And that's okay. And then I went to, you know, a new agency called Muse. And I was like, oh, look at me. I'm a former this. And Ralph Lauren's my client and all this. And they still were like, yeah, we're going to pass. Thanks, though. And you're like, huh? And then I finally was able to sign with Q, you know, and it worked out. And but again, like, you know how rough it was being 29 years old, having this awesome, like, career, all these cool runways, and then trying to go and get signed. And they're like, yeah, sorry, we're not interested. Yeah, like, you know, unfortunately, the beard isn't really for us. And you're like, okay, you know, it comes off, right? You know, like, all of this stuff. But
there are these things are called razors.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's called Book Me a Gillette Job. Hello. which is really funny, actually, because this year I did. I booked my first Gillette job. But again, this is it's the reality of it all. Like, I think even, you know, again, that number sounds so ridiculous, and people are probably like, I don't believe you. And, like, if you want to personally message me, I will literally show you the breakdown of my year. And I will show you that I've only made $30,000, and that's fine. But it's just it's the reality of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, the reality is a lot of people get into the entertainment industry because they want the glitz and the glam, and they don't realize that walking through New York City on a podcast, almost getting hit by a car, only making $30,000 in 7 months. Like, they don't realize that there's so much more to it.
Yeah, the resources I have are far greater than most people. You know, if I want to have, you know, a comped meal somewhere, I'm sure it's available. If I want to have these clothes, I can probably ask for them. But again, you have to understand, like, what is your currency? You know, my currency is You know, that's it. I'm like, man, my currency is blank. I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
But so it's really just figuring out, like, what do you want in life? How are you going to get there? What do you need for that to exist? Is it money? Is it networking? Is it resources? You know, if I were to go right now and take $30,000 and buy a piece of land upstate, my best friend's a general contractor. I do interiors. I can source that. I can use a social media collaboration. I can use my marketing to create a bed and breakfast. I grew up in a bed and breakfast. I'm domesticated to change all this stuff. And next thing, I've got a fully functioning business for under $80,000. And I'm now in real estate and hospitality for the rest of my life. You know, like, mm-hmm. that is my goal. That is what I set out to do. So for me to live above my means, like, I mean, I'm pretty simple. And
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where I'm going with this.
No.
It's just asking yourself again, like, what do you want to do? And everyone's like,
yeah.
Oh, I want to be famous. And you're like, okay, for what? Like,
yeah.
What do you actually want to be famous for?
Yeah, and that, like, that's the question I ask everyone. Like, when I talk to talent, I'm like, okay, well, like, why are you doing this? Oh, I want to do this. I'm like, yeah, but why? Like, you have to have a deeper why. Otherwise, there's no way that you'll survive. I mean, if you didn't have set goals, you wouldn't want to keep doing this. And if you didn't know your craft and love your craft so much, you wouldn't keep doing it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So.
I mean.
I know it's crazy, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Do you have another question or anything? You're going to say our time is up.
No.
Damn.
Yeah, I know. Our 30 minutes has flown by. Can you believe that? The fastest
yeah,
30 minutes of every day is when I do a podcast.
Man.
Awesome.
Do you have any other questions before?
No, I think we're good. I just wanted to say thank you so much for taking the time to be on the podcast, and thank you for sharing the truth of the modeling industry. Because, again, like, people
yeah.
talk about so many subjects, but they don't talk about how actually hard
yeah,
it
no
is.
One,
so
no
I really
one,
appreciate
No one tells you numbers, and it's one of those things, too, where it's like, again, just do what you love. Numbers really won't mean anything. The people in your life will help you, you know, like, however they can. You can help people. If you have free time, you know, offer your services.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it all depends. Just know that, like, if you're doing it because you want to get famous and make a lot of money, don't do it. If you're doing it because you love creating and you love being around inspirational people and you love, like, again, the freedom of, you know, no stability, then great. Sign up for it. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't know what's on my
yeah.
chart tomorrow. I want to go upstate and see my mom for my birthday, but my agent might text
uh-huh.
me tonight and say, I've got a casting tomorrow, you know, and I can
yeah.
make that choice. So
yep.
basically
yeah.
do
it. Yeah.
You
I mean, everything. Yeah. You have to,
yeah.
like you said, you have to do it because you love it. And if you're doing it for the money, then find yourself a new job, because there are other ways to make money that are a lot easier than what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah,
awesome.
That's it.
Perfect.
All
there
right.
you go.
Well
again,
thank you.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. Thank you so much for being on the call. And thank you for being so honest, because I know that there are a lot of people who actually need to hear the truth, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, the
awesome.
Truth is here. Just ask. And always,
yep.
I think one of the biggest things is ask questions, you know. You'll get answers, whether or not
mm-hmm.
you want to hear them. That's not up to you. Try to tell the truth. And
yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's all.
All right, I'm
perfect. Well, thanks.
All right. Well, have fun.
Thank
and,
you.
Thank you for having me, and we'll talk soon.
You're welcome. Yeah, we'll talk soon. Have a great night.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to listen to the VIP Ignite podcast. I hope that you enjoyed my conversation with Phil. If you did, please make sure you hit subscribe, because I have a lot of fantastic guests coming up in the next couple of weeks. And if you are interested in learning more about how to become an actor, a model, or a musician, please visit our website at ammsociety.com, where you can get registered for our next live open call. Thank you so much, and have a great day.